I never meant to call you in your sorrow.
Well, that was a hell of a thing.
Yeah, it was. Whirlwind and a con.
Killed him. Killed him dead. Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
But the con was good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about the con.
I thought I was.
Oh, boy. You know, the fourth day, we talked about this. We got to go back and listen to our own show from about this time last week and take our own advice about trying to deal with con being over. And that sort of
bittersweet
emptiness,
feeling.
That last week of school before summer vacation feeling that you get where, there's going to be other cons next week. Probably there'll be other things to do and we'll be back next year. But it still feels like I'm going to leave. Feels sad.
Yeah, I was. I was walking around. We were actually there kind of a little bit after it kind of was shutting down.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I've ever been there that late before.
I've never either. I was going to try to go to the Dead Dog Party this year, which for people who don't know, it's just a long tradition of sort of the party, the after party kind of, or just maybe one after. And I was going to try to check that out, but circumstances did not work out that way. And plus, I would have collapsed before it even began.
I think that's the reason why it's called the Dead Dog Party.
I'm exhausted right now.
I know.
And I... But that's because of how hard that we worked that we had today. We did work pretty hard. It was mostly just, for us, just telling you what's going on with us. And we are the Just Enough Trope podcast, I should say.
Yes.
That's how tired we are. We didn't introduce the show. I'm your host, Caliban. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host.
Hi, I'm Ikan Hanna.
And it was mostly fan table today.
It was mostly fan table today.
Pretty
and I was okay
all
with
fan
that.
Table today. We recorded a show giving you sort of some jazz on what was going on with us yesterday, but that was before we had done a bunch of the things that we did afterwards yesterday on Saturday or Sunday morning, and which led to this situation right now where we're both exhausted.
We partied. We were up all night to get Bucky last night, and we partied until the cows came home, and we were the cows. Moo.
It's not like we were partying. We were waiting around for some people who were partying.
Yes.
Who led us other places, and there was a little partying that happened with us. Something that I thought was really cool is that we had a friend who was doing a throwing a bash, running one of the rooms.
Yes, one of the cabana rooms. Mm-hmm.
And as such,
the purple party room for the purple one.
As an organizer, you get a special button that says, "This is I'm an organizer."
Right.
And there
opens doors for you.
Yeah, there was it's all about after parties. There was an after party at the Class E cabana party room.
Right.
Where all the organizers were invited. And maybe they're friends and plus ones, or maybe not.
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, it worked out anyway. And so we thought we were going to go over there at 2 when all the parties closed, or at least when this one closed. And he decided to keep it going. Our friend decided to keep it going. And so until about 3:30, the party room's still going. And of course, people are still going too. It's the last big night of con.
Yep.
And it was it was fascinating and fun and fantastic on the 3Fs to see everybody doing everything. But it was also like, this is taking a long time. Hey, let's just go up to that party. We go up there. Doors closed. They got a bouncer. And everybody in the Class E, from the name, you can tell.
Yes. And for
listeners, it's all dressed up and they look super official.
Yes. But it's Class CLASS and then the letter E.
Dash E.
Yeah.
And so there's a guy in the door and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, what's going on with you? I'm like, I'm going in there. He's like, I don't think you are. I'm like,
why not?
I'm one of the guys that are working in the party room. And I showed him my little badge tag that we had for our party room, which doesn't mean anything, really. It's just something that my friend got for everybody. And he's like, all right, well, that looks nice, but you can't come in. I'm like, what?
Because apparently you needed a pin.
Yeah. So anyway, we went back and eventually my friend closed his party room down. We went with him. And we went back. And as we were going back, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give it to that guy. Oh, that you doorman. You're a doorman. I'm really going to give it to this guy. And we got there. There was nobody standing at the door.
Nobody was standing at the door.
We just walked right in.
It was like, wow, that was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Especially because, your friend was like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he's the kind of guy, he's a big guy. I don't think you could stop him if you wanted to.
No.
So, and that was fun. And then we did that for probably way too long. And then finally came home.
And, crash.
Yes. And I stupidly, this is why our show was late yesterday, but I stupidly thought that I was going to edit the show. And I sat down on the couch I got a little snack and put the computer out, and then I woke up the next morning. And I had food in my mouth still.
That's really
So I don't
really
recommend
gross,
that. Yeah. There was just, I woke up like with food in my mouth. So don't do that. Get some rest.
Don't emulate
follow the
Cal's
signs
behavior.
That say, yeah, eat, you know, eat twice a day.
Yeah.
Try a shower.
Six
How about
hours
a baked
of
potato?
Sleep.
How about, yeah. See you tomorrow night. So that was the last night. And then today, yeah, all fan table for the most part. Getting up so late, we came in late, so we didn't get to do any panels. They were all, there was a panel about how to podcast. I'm always looking for tips, but I think we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
And so
I think
we
so.
Kind of led right to the fan table, which it turns out took up a lot, most of our time.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we agreed to do that, I thought, oh, that'd be a fun way to promote the show. And then it turned into, that could have been our entire con.
I'm glad it wasn't, though, because
well,
I'm glad
too.
We did it,
yeah.
But it, because it was only a couple of hours.
I mean, if it was just the two of us.
2 days.
Building castles in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just us, and we swap for bathroom breaks, and that's about it. Now, if we had a bigger organization, you could say, all right, well, I want to go off and do this. Now it's your turn to come
right.
in.
Right. You have this hour shift and that sort of thing. Exactly.
But it was it turned out great. It was a great idea. I think it was a great success because we had many fans come by, and that hopefully they're listening now. If you are, welcome to the show. And we got to talk to a lot of people about Star Trek and about nerd stuff in general, about the con. One of the reasons that I go to the con is to do exactly that, is to talk to strangers, which for somebody with social anxiety is a weird goal, but it's such a, it's an accomplishable goal at a con. And especially when you can bond over Spock's brain or something like that.
Right.
And we got a chance to give away our prizes.
Yes.
Which I was excited to do because the people that got them were really happy about that.
Not everybody was there still, but the people who were there were incredibly excited. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great.
And things actually worked out today. We were able to interview pretty much everybody that we had planned to interview.
Yeah.
And
we interviewed Melissa F. Olson.
Yes.
And she's fantastic. And we continued to talk to her after we turned the mics off.
which
is like, we need to learn.
Yeah.
And just keep the mics
just
rolling.
Just walk around fully wired, like Ed TV, look it up. And then we also talked to C. Robert Cargill.
Mm-hmm.
We finally did, as we promised. I feel good now. I don't have to do my Cargill impression.
I'm glad.
On the show.
Although
he's kind of looking forward to it.
You did mention that, and that didn't seem to faze him at all.
Oh, no. And there was a whole bit with him and Melissa Olson where apparently she, I mean, you'll hear it if you listen to the interview, which will appear on the show in the coming weeks, where he told her that she does the third best version of him, the third best impression.
Third best Cargill impression.
Second is Cargill himself.
Which is hilarious.
And the first is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Which I
honestly, I could have had him talk about that, but
I want to hear his. So, you know, Benedict, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah. If you're listening, I'm sure you are. But Cargill has such great stories, period, like just about the industry and what he's gone through, and just hearing him talk about stuff today, it was great. So I'm really glad we were able to make that happen, and that he was gracious enough to stop by.
Yeah. I mean, other than just a wrap up for our day, I mean, it's a short day. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I guess the only other thing, we took down some of our posters, and it was kind of like a farewell to the con. We're walking around.
It's good to walk around.
I did hear, so I just want to mention real quick, and I don't know how old she was, a younger congoer. I mean, could have been 21 or a little bit older.
Oh,
who
where's
knows?
Where's this going? Okay.
She was, you know, wearing a TARDIS dress and everything, and she was saying to her friend, like, it's over. Everybody's going home.
Yeah.
And it just so encapsulates everything that we talked about that bittersweet feeling, you know, when something like this is over. There has to be a term for that. Do the French have a term for that? Do the Germans? Because that's not a term that's in the the American English vernacular, as far as I'm concerned.
I bet if we weren't so tired, we could brainstorm and probably think of something.
Maybe.
I bet they both do. I bet the French have a word, which is very elegant and really sums it up. And the Germans have a word, which is like a sledgehammer of a word, which means the same thing, but is somewhat less artful.
Yes.
But, no judgments, though.
No. I wanted to talk about some of the, we did get a chance to go around to some of the other party rooms last night. We also checked out Ochaya, which was a really cool party room.
That was great.
just very, very chill. And I've been meaning to go in there the last couple of years, just for whatever reason, haven't gotten a chance to. And, you know, just very, it just seems like it's a pocket universe in Cannes, because it was significantly quieter in there. And there was a breeze, it almost felt like, you know, there was ambiance. They had really great tea and some snacks. They had mochi and some other snacks and everything going on. And yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it.
It was really neat. I also want to mention the Star Trek rooms.
Yes!
The ICAS Raquel, and then I can't remember the name of the Federation ship, but it's a paired sort of set of cabana rooms.
Yes.
They're all kitted out to look like a room or a it's like the mess hall or something like that on one side, and then like a yes. bar on the other side of Star Trek Enterprise.
Yes, the original
series. And we got food replicator food, which was silly but amazing.
The whole thing was amazing. They had like this floating chess set. They had like a remote control panel that made like actual Star Trek noises.
Yeah.
They did a really great job on the set pieces. It was very cool. They also had like, you know, Kirk's commander chair, like a replica of that. So that was pretty cool.
Right.
I guess one other thing I learned walking around, kind of being there at the end of the day, the last day of Cannes, was to check out the library, the book library, where you can take books at the end of the day, because I found out that sometimes vendors don't want to take all their books home because there are a lot of really great new sci-fi stuff just hanging out there. And I was like, okay, this is mine now. But I never would have thought to have looked there before. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's been that way in the past, has it?
I don't know if it has. I don't know if I've checked.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have just been this year, but I got to tell you, moving forward, I'm going to continue to check.
Yeah, that's a good place to look. That's a pro tip to anybody who's looking for some, you know, new, recent good sci-fi books. We took a haul out of there.
We really did. We took a bag of books.
We felt kind of weird.
But they were there.
Stuffed
they
a
were just
duffel bag
be...
full of books.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, try that again.
Yep.
I'll take another.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to take another sleeping pill. No, I won't. I won't need to. I'll probably drop this mic and just fall asleep immediately because we are so tired. But we just wanted to bring our just updates for the last day of Cannes and just kind of check in. We're going to have a wrap-up show this Friday, so look for that, a wrap-up of 2016 Convergence featuring... details on panels, details on cosplays, costumes, what the dealers were up to, all that good stuff, plus interviews from creators. Too numerous to list here, but they are guests of honor. Mm-hmm. They are invited guests and returning guests of honor. So tune in for some of that. And into the coming weeks, we'll have more of that. Just little reverberations, aftershocks of Convergence, because we got there.
Oh my gosh, did we get there?
Question not answered. I'm not sure how we got there, but we did get there.
How do we get back home?
Failed
That's
premise.
That's what I want to know.
Failed premise, yeah. And how do we get back home? Somebody told that joke a million times.
Oh, probably.
So look for that on Friday. If you did meet us at the show, I want to say it was great to meet you, and really to the fans and to everybody that stopped by the table and everybody who's liked and supported us on Facebook, I want to say thank you, because you're why we do this.
Yes,
you're
thank
why
you.
We had such a great show. And keep following Just Enough Trope. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and all the other places. And keep up with us as we run to the future in a perambulatory way.
Yes.
We don't need no vehicle.
That's how we
don't
got there.
Started. Don't get me started. but I think we're going to sign off for now. I'm your host, Caliban.
I'm your co-host, Mikan Hanna.
Keep the geek fires burning.